I'm Emily Rooney. This is Boston Public Radio. It's almost here, that time of year when family, friends, and people you've never met before all gather in front of the big box stores waiting for the doors to fly open. That's right. I'm talking about the shopping smorgasbord that is Black Friday. Joining me here in Studio 3 to tell us whether it's worthwhile is our financial expert and host of Everything Money, Cheryl Marshall. In a word, is it worth it?
Well, is your inbox flooded with offers that have been starting about a week ago? Like, it's just completely clogged up, you know, with this kind of hysterical advertising. You know, click now, get a coupon, hurry up, it's going to be gone. Stores are opening earlier and earlier, 4 o'clock in the morning. Some are opening at 8 o'clock tonight. I feel like
tomorrow night, sorry.
I'm just getting all the days conflated, see? It's like Hannibal, you know, preparing to go over the Alps. It's like an assault. So, you know, first of all, I just some little factoids here about Black Friday. The origin of the term came from the Philadelphia Police Department. Why? Because the policemen and the cab drivers and the bus drivers started complaining about how the traffic got so bad the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And the police department called it Black Friday in the early 60s.
But what did it mean? I mean, they were in the black?
No. It was just because for them, it was a black day because there was so much traffic, okay? Other people have thought that the term came from that was when retailers started turning a profit. That
in the black.
In the black, that they were red. But that's not really according to all my sources.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was kind of
fun. I keep waiting for somebody to say it has racial overtones
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with traffic jams in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So to your question, is this the biggest shopping day of the year? Some say yes. Others say it's the Saturday, Sunday before Christmas. Mm. Now, do we get the best deals? Now, here is where it gets very, very interesting. First of all, a fifth of all retail sales occur this time of year. A fifth.
Between now and
the end
Christmas.
Of the year and Christmas. And it's the biggest shopping day of the year in terms of the number of people out. Do you realize that 135 Americans will be clomping and fighting and slapping each other in the malls on Friday?
You know, for one thing, a lot of people are off. You know, it's the day after Thanksgiving. And I went out last year and I found it very casual. You know, it wasn't frantic.
It wasn't frantic. Okay.
No, but I went at it like, you know, two or something.
As of 2010, 135 million people in America went shopping. That's over a third of the population
of
the country. It is. And that's during a recession. And what most people are interested in, and you won't be surprised by this, 59% of people are interested in electronic devices, and then it's DVD, Blu-ray, clothing, and computers. That's what people are out shopping for. And online retailers were doing a big push for what they were calling Cyber Monday. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It actually didn't take off. So now,
never did. You're right. Right.
So now they've changed it, and they're also trying to have Cyber Black Friday and encouraging people to stay home and avoid the crowds. Mm-hmm. But I kind of have a different take on this. You know, as you know, we are alone together, as Sherry Turkle said in her book. I think it's kind of a weird sense of community.
It's a shared experience.
Yeah, it's a shared experience, and we have so
few. Watching a football game.
Right, exactly. And people like to go out and they bump into people and, you know, you can have a drink and people are generally in good moods. But now on to whether or not there's a really good deal. The Wall Street Journal conducted a study involving whether or not, you know, prices were high, prices were low. And they used this fabulous company called Decide.com. It's really something. It turns out that gifts from Barbie dolls to watches to blenders are often priced below Black Friday levels at various times throughout the year, even during the holiday season. And their prices follow different trajectories as the remaining shopping days tick down.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, jewelry, you may get a deal on it on Friday, but it's just going to keep getting more expensive because that's people who are buying high-end jewelry, for example, they've got a lot of disposable mm-hmm. income, so they're not as price sensitive. And it's last-minute shopping for a lot of people. Blenders, which might sit around for months, and toasters.
Who uses a blender anymore?
I do. I just used one before I came.
Not a blender.
Sometimes you need a blender.
For what?
Okay. Do we have to talk about that
yeah,
now?
But I can't even imagine.
Well, I was making corn pudding, and it doesn't work as well in the Cuisinart. You don't get as fine a texture. But blenders and toasters, which might sit around for months if they aren't bought in the holiday window, they get marked down as you go towards the end. And because technology is so extraordinary, you know, they have pretty much been able to figure out what to charge, what day, and then if they goofed, because, you know, there's always a human element in this, then they start, you know, the big markdowns. I personally have found that whatever I'm buying, I do better right before Christmas or right after Christmas. I guess I'm not buying jewelry and huge television sets.
Okay. The big thing originally, if I'm not mistaken, about getting in line was to get limited merchandise. Stuff
That's
that had
right.
that, you know, there was only 150-inch flat screen
That's
TVs
correct.
At $349. There was only 14 Cabbage Patch dolls.
That's,
I'm dating
that's,
myself.
It's so funny that you said that, because when I was researching this article, I was thinking about
Cabbage Patch
dolls and Beanie Babies.
Yeah,
that's
the moose one. I want the moose one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what was
so
on
that
my
was one of the things. That doesn't seem to be so
no,
much
No, it is.
Oh,
it is. That's one of the things that entices people in. You get either a coupon, an instant coupon when you're in the store exactly for a flat screen television, and it's only good for between 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning, and they have a limited quantity.
And meanwhile, they hope you're in there and you buy something
and
else.
And everything else is marked up full price. That's absolutely right.
Okay.
So if you're comparing, for example, do you get a good deal on Black Friday? If you're looking for that specific thing, like the giant screen Samsung television set, and you see that Best Buy or Sears or someone is offering it and they have a special, it might be worth your time to wait in line for that.
Really?
And because after Black Friday, I mean, I don't want to get trampled in a Walmart. I don't know about you. That was such a sad story in 2008.
Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 people killed.
One man was killed, and they were just trampling on the EMTs. They were severely injured. But flat screen TVs, for example, get more expensive as you get closer to Christmas. And actually, the best season to buy a flat screen television is in October, in case you feel like doing that. But let me tell you a little bit more about Decide.com. Not that I'm trying to be a shill for them, but they really have an extraordinary tool. There's an app for that. That's
Decide.
My favorite. Yeah. Decide.com.
Does it help you with presidential elections, too?
No. only with shopping. What they do is they analyze prices and prices at different times of year. And you have the app, and if you have, you know, the tag function on your phone, you tag the item, and they'll tell you, buy it now, or they'll say, wait 20
really?
Days. Absolutely.
Wow.
And they also make a guarantee. And, you know, I didn't go through the whole guarantee, but, you know, they'll tell you if you don't get the lowest price, you know, they'll refund the difference based on what they offer you. And this is kind of getting scary. I mean, they can hone this down now practically to the penny. You know, people should not go out Friday if they're looking for the higher priced items without this app or, you know, some ideas about it. You can get deep discounts on some items, but, you know, as we talked about, the television sets, for example.
I was looking at the Globes list.
But
all electronics.
Right, exactly. And, you know, they use these offerings to get people through the doors, and they're probably losing money on it. But they get them in, and they're hoping they're going to pay for something higher. But the bottom line is consumers have to arm themselves with timely price information. I mean, you have to do a lot of homework. It used to be you'd get a circular, and you'd say, oh, gee, Kmart's got a sale on this. I can go, you know, do that. That's not true anymore. You know, you really, like everything else, you have to do your homework. You have to pay attention. Best Buy, for example, is saying that they'll offer, you know, anybody else's lowest price. The other thing that I found absolutely hilarious is other people are trying to get in on the whole Black Friday surge, so to speak.
Yeah, who else?
Okay. This is one of the funniest stories I have ever read. A pharmaceutical company named Ilex is marketing a new digestive product called Digel, and they're catering it to women, and they're setting up, quote unquote, comfort tents in New York City where women can come and rest their feet and recharge their phones and, of course, get a free sample of a Digel.
Why would you take one?
You probably have indigestion from all that shopping.
All right, listen, we're going to take some calls today. We want to hear from people. And no judgment passed, I just have to say. We're just curious. Anybody who has ever stood in a line on Black Friday or Purple Thursday, whatever they call it now, because stores are open Thursday, a lot of places. We're at 877-301-8970. 877-301-8970. We want to know if you got what you wanted. whether it was a good deal, whether it was worth the wait. We just want to hear from you. 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. So there's a lot of other stuff going on with this whole cyber, Monday, too, because we were talking in the green room, Cheryl, about the fact that it's a way to bypass sales tax.
Yeah, as we discussed, I think it's patently unfair. I mean, the state of Massachusetts, according to our treasurer, is losing $350 million in sales tax. And I think it's just
it's
a federal law. And as, you know, I said to you, I'd be very interested to find out who lobbied for that law. The retailers are having a difficult enough time anyways. And to have this added disincentive, you know, people say, well, why should I go, you know, across the street in Bloomingdale's and, you know, when I can get it online.
And now they're offering same day delivery,
right,
which is scary.
You
order it online and you get it the same day.
Well, they're opening up distribution centers. But as I had said on a previous show, eventually you're going to see a morphing of the online and offline world. For example, you now can order at Sears online, but just pick your item up right at the store. There's going to be more and more of this in the future where the two worlds are going to merge. And maybe eventually as that happens...
They're going to have to do something about the tax.
Yeah, the sales tax are going to have to catch up. It's really unconscionable. It's just ridiculous. It's not fair.
So there's no taxes at all?
Nothing. None. Zero. Now, I was ordering something for my daughter who lives in New York from Amazon. I was shipping it to her as a gift. And shame on me, I saw they were charging her, going to charge me the New York sales tax on the book because they've got a facility in New York. And I said, the heck with this. I'm going to have it delivered to my house and I'll give it to her on Thanksgiving, which I did.
that's really going out of your way.
I know.
Save a buck.
Yeah.
Well, can we take a call? I'm dying to take Mike. I love the. All right. This is Mike. And I love what it says in my little readout here. It says, Mike, feared for his life. Okay. Mike. How are you? Let's hear your story. Standing in line.
Yeah, are you okay? Do we have to send you to the Brigham and Women's?
No. What I'm telling you is I'm a big guy. I'm like over 6'4", weigh over 300 plus. And I went to a Walmart at 5 o'clock on a Friday morning one time for these Black Fridays. And it was the first time these ladies were walking and they have the shopping carts and they're pulling two of them and they have this glazed look in their eye. And it was the first time I'd ever... feared for my life, and I thought it was unbelievable.
Mike, what were you doing there?
I bought, and here's the second part of the story. I bought a digital camera, a Canon, I think it was, and it was a great price. Well, come to find out, it was just the end of the year model. It was just last year's model. As soon as you get it home, and you try and find a user's manual online or something like that, everything's discontinued. So,
well, that's what Decide.com, the app, does. It tells you if you're buying an end-of-the-year model and that you should wait for a new model. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. I'm sorry for your pain, Mike.
How long were you there?
No, it cured me. I used Decide.com to buy a laptop last year, and it's the best thing that I ever
had.
Oh,
cool.
How long did you stand in line, just out of curiosity?
I didn't. I did it all online.
No. The year that you stood in line, the year you were with the women with the shopping carts at 5 a.m.
To get in Walmart, there was no line. To get out of Walmart, it was like an hour.
That's even worse. Okay, Mike, thanks for the call.
Thanks. Happy holiday.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Honest man. So he already knows about the app.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I never heard of it until I read your research.
It's a fantastic app. Mm-hmm.
So can I take Brett online too here? All right, Brett from Haverhill. Let's hear it, Brett.
Hello. A couple of years ago, my wife and I owned about 8 different retail shopping locations out in California, and we decided to try to scoop in on the whole Black Friday thing, so we opened our stores early, and 2 of our stores were located in malls. And the way that the mall did it was that everybody lined up at the mall entrance, then at 4 o'clock in the morning, they opened the mall entrance, and people come running through to go to the store. Well, we should have bolted down our displays because the clients or the customers, however you want to call it, it was a rush, a human mass, a tidal wave of, you know, jackets and parkas and hands reaching out and grabbing. And they literally pulled down 2 of our displays, causing thousands of dollars worth of damage.
What?
And they just ran off.
Oh, so they stole the stuff.
They didn't steal it. They broke it.
Oh.
What we were selling were home goods, sculptures and shelves and lamps and glasses, glass pieces. And they just literally, it was like a stampede of human beings moving through the store, and one of the displays got picked up and thrown on its back.
God.
This big crashing noise, and then everybody left.
I mean, I just can't even imagine what that was about. I mean, were you offering things at deep discount? Was there some, you know, it's like, what?
We had our discounts up. We were offering between 20 and 40% off of certain items. But a lot of the stuff that we had there was one-of-a-kind pieces made by local artists. We tried to, you know, we were a local business. We wanted to support local businesses. And at the end of the day, opening early for Black Friday cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1,000 because
wow.
the mass stupidity of the people trying to get in to
wow.
try to get those deals.
That is depressing. What mall was that?
That was in California. It was at the Hilltop Mall in Richmond, California.
Wow. Hmm.
We had another store at a mall in Berkeley, California that had a similar situation, but there was no breakage because I called the other stores and said, batten down the hatches. And luckily enough, my guys did, and they were able to prevent any other breakage. But, you know, I'm sitting there behind the counter watching this happen, and I physically can't get to my display because there's such a crush of people instantaneously in the store.
That is a nightmare. All right, learned your lesson there, Brett. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
We're taking your calls today at 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Have you ever stood in line, and will you stand in line? And if you are standing in line, what is it you're looking for? What kind of a bargain are you looking for that's worth it to get someplace at, you know, 8 o'clock at night or 1 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning? We want to take your calls, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. And we've got, Josh from Westport. You've waited in a line. Let's hear it, Josh.
Oh, I went in at around 3 in the morning to a mall.
Oh, 3 in the morning.
They're giving away free video games, one in particular. It was like a Rock Band game or something. And they said that 100 copies, something like that. And I was like the third or fourth, maybe fifth group in line. Got some line cutters in there, too. Ended up... being a complete waste of time. I got absolutely nothing. The store opened at like 8, so I was there from 3 to 8.
Was that...
What's that?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Was that because the item was already sold out by the time you got to the counter?
They had this like original policy. They told, like, they came up and down, and like there was employees there, and they were like, we're going to give out one coupon per group.
Ugh.
And then they started giving them to like every person in the group.
Mm.
So, like,
did you get what you wanted?
Oh, no, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
I left empty-handed.
So it was a total waste of time.
Total waste of time, yeah. It was just, I counted, too, and the line ended up going, a good 10 times longer than when I got into the line. So people were going there 2 or 3 hours in advance, empty-handed, just did not get anything.
No, did other people get stuff, or you don't know?
Yeah, they did, and there was like a sale on some kind of fancy pants or something, but I don't know.
I think this is a common theme here.
Yes.
I think this story probably rings true for almost everybody who's ever done this, unless they snared a Cabbage Patch doll, then it was worth it.
Doesn't someone have a happy story about Black Friday?
Yeah, let's hear one. Thanks for the call, Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, well, let's hear from Dee from Fall River. Dee, how was have a good story standing in line?
Oh, my God. I went to a Best Buy. I stood there for 3 hours.
No. What time?
What time?
I got there. It was 3 hours before the store opened. I'm sorry. I don't remember what time the store opened. But I was waiting there, and there's all these people, and everybody's pushing in like crazy. And there were two of the little TVs left that I wanted. And I got the next to the last one. The last one got picked off. And then this older woman came and took the TV out of my hand. I said, "What are you doing?" I'm yelling at her. And she looks back at me and she says, "Too bad."
So, what? Oh, my goodness.
I've never done this again, ever. I refuse to do this again. I order everything online.
Oh, my goodness.
Why didn't you tackle her?
No way. First of all, she was older than me, and I've always been taught to respect my elders. And second of all, she was a lot bigger than me, and she could have hurt me.
Oh.
So there's no way. There is no way on the planet I would have done that. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. And it's like... I just got a few little things that I wanted, and I left the store.
We are hearing a common, right, common theme
everything.
Here. Right. Common theme.
Everything I do is online now. Everything. And right. I, like I said, I'm done with Christmas shopping. I'm already finished. I start in July. I end before the Friday. So Black Friday is my cutoff day.
All right. Good for you,
good
Dee.
For you. You probably get
great
good,
story.
You probably get some good prices, too.
I do. I get great deals. I go to these places down on the Cape, these old mom-and-pop shops, and when it's Labor Day, I go down there, and I do a whole bunch of stuff, and I get all kinds of stuff that's cheaper, and which is really good for their economy. It's good for my pocketbook. It's awesome.
Good story.
All right. Good story.
Except
thanks for calling
except
in,
except for losing the TV.
That is so
funny. Unbelievable.
We're looking for one person with a good story.
Does someone
here, a positive
have a good
outcome.
Story
you've
for
got
us?
Exactly
come on.
What you wanted. There was no pushing and shoving. It was worth the wait.
It was
anybody
worth getting up
call?
At 3 in the morning.
877-301-8970. 877-301-8970. Let's face it. It's never worth it.
Well, that's not true. When Filene's Basement, may it rest in peace, used to have their Bergdorf sale, and they would open at 8 in the morning, and you'd see every major working woman in Boston.
Ago.
Now, Emily, okay? And we'd get in line, and we'd run in, and, you know, it was everybody throwing clothes back, and if this doesn't fit me, maybe it'll fit you. I even made friends from that time. It was worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that running of the bride thing doesn't look like it's worth it either. The ones where they grab all the dresses, and it's like, forget it.
Well, if you're trying to save some money and you want to get a designer wedding dress, I think it's a heck of a way to
do it. But
people
don't think about their
it.
Time. I mean, their sleep. It's like my sleep is probably as important to me as $100.
Excuse me. We're talking about, generally speaking, a much younger cohort group than us. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. I know. I can't imagine it in a million years.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody got a good story out there? 877-301-8970. 877-301-8970. Anybody? We're looking for somebody with a good story. We're looking. We got calls coming in here, but nobody so far with a positive story.
I don't think there is a positive story about getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, waiting in line. Maybe you'll get what you want. Maybe you won't get what you want. When you can do just as well, according to decide.com, in October.
All right. Well, here's Era from Salem, New Hampshire. He's got something of a good story. Go ahead, Era.
Yeah, it was a positive story. I decided not to wait overnight and all that foolishness, and I was driving through my hometown and decided to pop in at the Best Buy at around 11 o'clock or noon on Black Friday, and there were no lines to get in. I was just looking around just to see what was available. There were lots of flat-screen TVs marked down about $40, and then there was one model that was marked down to about 40% of the original price. I asked for the model, and they said they didn't have any in stock. And then someone else said, no, they have one. For the upshot of the story is I looked for 40 minutes. I tried to figure out whether they had one or they didn't have one. Someone went out to their truck and found 16.
What?
They had no idea. Their inventory system was completely blown to shreds because of the craziness that was happening with people coming and going. So I bought two, and I went home, and 22-inch flat-screen TVs, and I'm hanging in my house now.
What time of day was it? I'm curious.
He said noon.
It was like noon.
Noon, okay.
Like middle of the,
interesting.
Middle of the day. It wasn't like at the end. The store was pretty full. There was still a ton of traffic, and you could see displays were in shambles, and people were talking about how crazy busy it was earlier in the day. But it was still, there was a lot of traffic in the store, and I got a couple of what I wanted.
And people didn't get, other people might have asked for that thing. And didn't
get
it for the same reason.
I
had the same experience at Best Buy once. It's like they advertise all those things, and you get in there, and they say they don't have it. I don't know if they have it or not, but it's like, and then they disappear for 18 minutes.
They
don't know. And, they don't
know. I went back and forth from the people. The stock clerk in that department didn't know. The people up front said that there was one. I went back and forth. I said, is there any way to check the actual inventory in the back room, whatever? Mm-hmm. They finally sent somebody out there, you know, an hour or 45 minutes or so into the whole game. And he found a whole stack of them. He's like, how many do you want?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, Best Buy has agreed.
All right.
Has agreed,
Era, great
thank
story.
You. Has agreed to thank match you. Prices on electronics, hardware, and appliances from 20 different sites.
Who is?
Best Buy. Between November 27th and December 24th. Wow. And all these stores are having problems because of this thing called showrooming, where people go in the store, they look at what they want, and then they go buy it online.
Then they go buy it online.
Yeah, and so they're trying to, you know, do better.
All right, we've got Carol from Mansfield. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, you were looking for a good story.
Yep, yep.
And I may have one for you.
It's not there's yours, a, though, no.
There's a store down in our area. I don't know if you want me to name names.
Sure, go ahead.
The Bass Pro Shop over at Patriot Place.
Mm-hmm.
And when they open at 6 o'clock for Black Friday, as they have for the last few years, they start an hour ahead of time. People are lining up hour, maybe 2 hours ahead of time. And they serve free coffee,
donuts,
cocoa, and they hire Christmas carolers at 5 in the morning.
Oh, yeesh.
By the time the place opens, you have a crowd of happy shoppers.
Right. Really? They're not beating each other up.
What do you do about a bathroom?
They're not pushing. They're not shoving. They're right. in a good mood. They got kids on their shoulders. Nobody gets hurt. And they seem to do a lot of shopping because they go in there and the lines are long and nobody's fighting.
Carol, did you do it yourself?
Cool event.
Did you do it yourself?
No. Actually, one of the carolers.
I can tell. I was going to say, I could tell you weren't actually somebody in the line just by your positive.
No, I was caroling for them at 5 a.m.
Well, gotta that's
tell you,
very nice.
It came upon a midnight clear at 5 in the morning is not easy.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing event, and actually, it's the only thing I do on Black Friday.
So you're going to do it again.
I do that, and then I get out of Dodge. I won't shop. But
yeah. See? That's very sweet of you, Carol.
A community event.
All right.
But that I really believe in that. I think one of the reasons that stores have so many issues is that they, you know, the things like that go a long way. A personal touch,
nice.
Like coffee, donuts,
carolers. But this sounds like it was a volunteer. She did that.
She's a volunteer, and how wonderful. I mean, obviously, she enjoys doing it. But what I'm saying is that the stores are like, okay, you know, we just want to get out of here alive instead of trying to massage people a little.
Yeah. Anybody else here? All right. Yeah, I mean, I think some of them do the coffee thing, but that can get out of hand, too. I mean, what are you going to do? Have, you know, a vendor out there giving his, you've got hundreds of people in line. That's not going to work.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I won't get out of bed at 4 for a cup of coffee, but no. You never know.
And for caroling, would you?
No. No, thank you. First of all, I have a terrible voice, but that's another story.
No, I said to listen to carolers.
No, I'm not doing that either.
No, it's none of it is. It seems worth it to me. All right, what else you got for us, Cheryl?
Well, that was really the major, we've covered the major issues, which is if you don't get out on Friday, don't feel badly, okay?
We also sort of have an extra week this year.
Yeah, yeah, I know, because Thanksgiving's really early.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of strange. And if you did want that large big screen TV and you don't get it at the price that you want, try to wait. One thought might be to give somebody a gift certificate for a big screen TV and wait for the prices to drop, something like that. Other things, keep your eye. You want appliances, pay attention.
Those aren't really Christmas gifts.
Well,
for some people, they are.
To some people, they are.
I want a new washer dryer.
Yeah.
It sounds like, what? That's not a Christmas present.
To some people, they are. Okay. One person's
I don't even think a car is a Christmas
present. One person's hamburger is someone else's filet mignon. Yeah.
A car doesn't cut it either. I know you always see those big bow-wrapped cars.
Right.
That's not a Christmas present. I mean, it's a nice gift if you're going to give somebody a car, but it's like, no. It's not a Christmas present. Do you think, Edgar?
I think that if you want to buy me a car, this is what we're getting at, is that you want to buy me a car for Christmas, I will take it.
Edgar, you're not old enough to drive yet.
Oh, come on. Hey, now. Ouch.
All right. Cheryl Marshall, thanks for that. Everything
money. Thank you,
money.
Emily.
All right.
So, Emily, what are we listening to? You know what this is?
That's a tuba. I know.
It's not just one tuba. It's literally dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of tubas. This is a thing that they do every year called Tuba Christmas. So this is going to be happening on Saturday. We're going to talk to the guy who's going to be conducting and directing this madness. It's a guy named Michael Milnerick.
Oh, there's a guy over in Harvard who used to do this, the tuba thing. Anyway, it sounds great. I can't think of his name. Anyway.
We're going to hear from him in just a minute.
Okay.
All right. That's Emily Rooney. I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, and this is Boston Public Radio.